You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Okay, let's do it. Bob Ryan's going to join us in just a few moments. Gary Tagway, along with Jeff Goodman and Bob Ryan. It is the Ryan Goodman Tagway Along for the Ride podcast. All right, Jeff, we know you're busy with college basketball, but first, we are driven by Bet Online, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us right now is the commissioner. He's one Robert Ryan. All right, so we'll get him to pop up in just a minute. So, Jeff, and here's Robert. Robert, we're underway. Jeff, let's just get your thoughts on the change at top of the East now. The Bucks have finally gotten on top. They won 15 straight. Is this going to last?
As long as Chris Middleton stays healthy, I think it might. They haven't lost with him back in the lineup here since he's come back. I think they're 13-0 since Middleton rejoined the lineup. And it just shows how much, honestly, he means to that team. And again, some of the intangibles, but as a number two guy who could take some of the pressure off Giannis, take some of the pressure. You know, there was a lot on Drew Holiday's shoulders, obviously, when Middleton's out. So now you've got three guys. You've got perhaps still the best player on the planet in Giannis, who's not a great shooter, so it helps. You need to be able to space the court for him, and that's really what Middleton does among so many other things.
Which is a sobering reminder about last year's playoffs and why I refused to get totally cocky about the juxtaposition this year, because the Celtics beat them without Middleton. And I never forgot that for a second. So just – now, the extent of what they're doing, the 15 in a row, that always opens your eyes. Yeah. But it's a hello, hey gang, don't forget us moment, you know?
So, they're not sexy. You know, that's the thing with Milwaukee. Other than Giannis, they're not sexy, right? Like, Middleton's kind of a vanilla-type player. Drew Holiday just does his thing, right? He guards.
Brook Lopez.
Connaughton, Grayson Allen.
Bobby Portis.
Portis has been great.
He scares me. I at times. He's an unsung good player.
Okay,
got a good team.
With Milwaukee back in it here, and the Celtics, you know, struggling against the Knicks. Tatum, we're going to get to him in a minute. Losing his cool. Who does the pressure fall on to keep things going in the right direction? Is it the coach or is it Tatum? Jeff, I'll start with you.
Tatum. It's Tatum. I mean, to me, it's Joe Mazzulla is still figuring his deal out, right? He's still finding his way. But you can't expect him as a rookie coach. It's on Jason Tatum. He's the leader of this, with help. That's the beauty now, is Tatum's got some help in that locker room where I'm not sure he really had it before. Not that Brogdon and Derek White are the most vocal dudes in the world, but you know what? Tatum knows he can trust them. He knows they're all about the right thing. So I think if they say something to him, it's different than, obviously, Tatum's in a different place than he was when he had Kyrie next to him, right? Like,
sure.
Gordon Hayward even. You know, Gordon Hayward was super quiet also, but Tatum wasn't where he is now. And kind of, you know, you've just seen the maturity in him. And I know we're going to get to the technical and getting tossed. So to use the word maturity in Tatum right now. might not be the best choice, but he is. You listen to Jason Tatum, and he is embracing the leadership role, which I'm not sure I ever really saw him being able to do. I mean, this is a really, really, really quiet kid who, again, when you talk to the Boston media his first or second year, they literally would say he was like the worst quote they ever dealt with. Just because he didn't want to say anything, you know, that he wasn't comfortable. Now he's getting comfortable. He still has more to grow, but I think where he's at right now is huge growth from where he was even a year or two ago.
Interesting revelation in today's Boston Globe by Chad Finn about Doris Burke's interaction with Jason Tatum for a film session. And she was completely blown away by the level of his technical expertise. Really?
He doesn't party. He's not a huge like video game.
He's kind of super dad. That's a document.
Yeah. Like I saw Deuce coming back actually from Indy. I was last week in the airport in Bloomington flying back home here. And they were flying back from a couple days in vacation after the All-Star break, and Jason was playing, and they were playing the Pacers the next night. But yeah, Jason's about what? Family and ball. And that's it. That's it for the most part. So he is a student of the game, you know, and I think again, if he keeps making the progress he's made over the last couple of years, man.
Regard to this leadership thing, the guy that I think would have been very happy to have been anointed the leader in his diapers is Brown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know where he fits into all this right
now. I don't either. I don't know how, you know, again, I don't think any of them are like super vocal guys.
You don't think Brown's borderline is pretty outside?
I think he's vocal in certain areas, Bob. I don't think he's super vocal within that locker room. All right. I don't know who that guy is. I mean, I would assume like Blake Griffin might be one of the more vocal guys. And that's why I love Blake there in his role, because I think you need some of that. But, you know, Brogdon and Derek White aren't going to be talking just to talk. That's not Tatum. The guy who does that is Grant Williams, but he's young and still trying to figure out his way. So I think it's a pretty good mix right now. But listen, when you're winning at a high level like they did last year, part of it kind of takes care of itself. But again, I think Jason's done a really, really good job growing and being more comfortable in his own skin.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So with regard to that Knicks game, you know, they were living on the edge going into it, and you know, with the victories that they achieved prior to that.
Right.
And the Knicks, this was a milestone game for the Knicks. I mean, this was a ballyhooed game. This was the most important game in the year, quite frankly, for the Knicks. This is their chance to show where they fit, that kind of thing. You know, it's a common theme in all sports. And this was their night to show the world who they think they really are. Fine. However, they deserved to win the game. They controlled the game. Right? That was almost wire to wire, but it wasn't wire to wire. It was like one possession away from wire to wire. But the Celtics shot 9 for 42 on threes with open looks in the first half galore. Right. And that's the modern game.
Let me ask you this, Bob.
We may not have to go any farther than that.
You're right. I mean, we've accepted it. That's the modern game. Here's the question I have for you guys is, are the Celtics talented enough to shift gears in the postseason when the three's not dropping? Can they go to the hoop if they have to?
Yeah, they can. Of course they can. To be honest, if you look at their talent, it's probably better served to go to the basket than it is to rely on the three-pointer. But, you know, Brad Stevens certainly started this. Well, didn't start it, but, you know, was a major proponent of the three.
Emphasize.
Go ahead, Bob.
How's that word? Emphasize.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, Bob, let me ask, Bob, are they mature enough to shift gears? Because I understand what Jeff is saying.
This is my reservation, Gar. And this is why, as they enter the playoffs, whatever the record is, whatever the seeding is, you know, ultimately we know some years seeding, you want that seventh game at home. Many years, there's no issue because you don't have that seventh game. There's no seventh game to play at home. You know, you can't build your whole world around that. You got to go play. And the most important thing in the playoffs, A, is health. We all know that. Yeah. Supersedes everything. Supersedes seeding and all that. And but the other thing with the Celtics is they have something to prove after the way they disintegrated with the lead they had in the finals against the Warriors last year. And so until they get back and have on that stage again, we won't have the answer. I'd like to think so. I'm looking at you know, they've got the sufficient adults in the room with Horford and Griffin and Brogdon and so forth. All right, they got two young, tremendous stars, you know, and Marcus Smart makes three. And, you know, they have to prove it. That's going to be my question. They have the talent. They don't need a talent upgrade in order to win the 2023 championship. They don't need a talent upgrade. They need to maximize what they have, and that starts from the nose up, okay? And because they have the talent, and they're not going to shoot 9 for 20, 42 too damn often, nor are they going to shoot 27 for 51, which is what they did the first time against the Knicks. You know, the truth's going to be somewhere in the middle, but we know they have the capability of being a potent 3-point team. They got all the weapons that they need. They just have to go play properly.
All right, guys, great job as always. Quick one this week, Jeff Goodman. We hope to see you down the road. We know you're going to be underwater with plenty of college hoop.
I just got to say one quick thing to Jeff. As I was ready, thanks to Jeff, to jump on the Hoosier bandwagon, they get thumped by Iowa.
Thumped. How about that? Yeah, I mean, listen, no team's great. I'll say this as we head into college basketball in midnight, you know, March Madness, there's no great team this year.
I was saying to my wife this morning, I told her about that, kiddingly, you know, and I said, but this is like the umpteenth example this year. Just when a team starts to get on the roll, they get humbled. Everybody's been humbled at some point, right? Yeah. That's why we had the multiple number ones. What a tournament. You handicap this? Oh, my. Good luck.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, anybody's got a shot. Anybody.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next week. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman. I'm Gary Tanguay. Thank you for catching the Ryan Goodman Tanguay Along for the Ride Zoom and Pod.